Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Thanks for joining me. Happy Monday. The weather is beautiful here on the East Coast where I am. There's not a cloud in the sky, but it's a little breezy. I was able to open all the windows and whatnot in my house and actually turn my air conditioning off, probably for the first time since June. And I'm loving it. So, as you know, I love to diffuse my essential oils, but I also love to get fresh air so that it goes throughout the house and cleanses it. Today, we're going to talk about the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra. But before we do that, I wanted to just go back to last week's just to kind of tie it in, because I did not go in order on purpose. Last week, as you know, we talked about the sacral chakra and how it relates to issues of power in the external world, like your finances, your sexual power, business, and social interactions. It also kind of expresses your desires for intimacy, sensual connections, and undisturbed flow of emotions and expressing of your feelings, as well as to manifest your dreams and desires and work through your fears and boundaries. So the reason I jumped ahead this week to the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, is because it deals with some of the same issues, but more on a spiritual level, not necessarily of this world, but kind of knowing your higher or inner self. Okay, as you know, it's located in the throat, and it's self-expression and creativity. Its Sanskrit name means purifier. You know, I thought that's very interesting. It's also considered the gateway devoted to spirituality. So the throat chakra supports us in expressing the fullness of who we are in terms of our sacred truth. In other words, as you see it, recognizing and communicating your truths, purities, that prepare us for further spiritual evolution. So it allows us to bring our personal essence into the physical world, expressing our unique perspective on universal truth. So that's why I wanted to jump ahead. Let me just add, it allows us to create and activate and express our divine nature. So that's why I wanted to jump ahead and talk about this chakra today. As you would think, it's located at the base of your throat. The color that's associated with the throat chakra is a sky blue, and it controls the throat and the neck, the arms and the hands, and it's associated with brachial or cervical plexus. The sense is, of course, the sense of hearing, and the gland affiliated with it is your thyroid gland. All pretty common sense when you think about it. So another way to kind of explain what it does, it's your consciousness. It's your aspects of expressing and receiving. Expressing can be in the form of communicating, okay? This is why sometimes when people aren't able to articulate, et cetera, you're kind of thinking, maybe that fifth chakra is blocked or not winding as well as it should. But remember, there's many forms of communication and not all having to do with speech. But you want to be able to communicate how you feel. It can be artistically, such as painting, dancing, music, these are all avenues for expressing what you feel on the inside. Obviously, writing, just being free and just letting it all out. Okay. It's associated also with listening to one's intuition. In other words, like, it'll guide you, it'll help you see your goals manifest, and the universe provides for you. So when you see people that you just think of, oh, wow, they're lucky, or they've got the inside track, or everything they seem to touch and, you know, seems to manifest their heart's desire, I would say that they're really in tune with their fifth chakra. They allow the universe to provide for all their needs. It's a state of grace, abundance, aspect of unconditional receiving. You know, that's the people that you just think, oh, wow, they're really lucky. And you can, you know, receive abundance from the universe. It's the first level of consciousness which I think you directly perceive another level of intelligence. Metaphysically, it's, you know, related to obviously creativity, creating, manifesting in the physical world of the fulfillment of one's goals. But the element is really kind of a crossover or a bridge between the physical world and the world of spirit. On the physical level, it corresponds to deep space. From the spiritual, it represents the matrix, maybe on which physical reality manifests. So in other words, it represents a person's relationship with their space and kind of that movie that plays around you. I know myself, sometimes I can, I don't want to say be like in a fantasy world, but I'm playing my own movie, my own TV program or talk show, and I'm living in this world. And that's kind of what your fifth chakra is about. It's reaching from the spirit and connecting it to the physical. You know, another way of recognizing if your throat chakra is healthy, I would say when you're able to create a fulfilling life, when you become a good listener, as well as an effective writer or speaker, when you are known for your honesty and a knack for getting to the underlying truth of matters, when you can be inspirational to others, and I would say these people probably usually have, you know, healthy thyroid glands. So one of the ways that we can help to clear and balance the chakra is, I know before I've talked about the wheel, and you picture it kind of like a clock, and you have it, you know, you kind of focus in, and is it going too fast, is it going too slow, or is it going just right? Some suggestions to add to that are singing, humming, chanting. You probably want to find a place where you won't be disturbed, where you can just go and do this and speak or listen with your true voice and not your voice as you think it should sound. You know, so many of us are programmed in terms of what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, how we should think versus what we think. This is like your go-to place to go and get into yourself, know yourself, listen to your higher self. And don't worry about what you should be thinking or what you should be speaking. Just be. Listen and speak and sing and hum or chant and just get in touch with that inner self. You know, another exercise that I thought was really helpful, because I know myself, sometimes I got a bad habit of interrupting because, of course, I think I know what the other person is going to say, et cetera, and I have to kind of back off of that a bit. So I don't know if any of you guys, have that same tendency. We're all works in progress. You know, I certainly am. One good exercise is to take the time to listen to someone with your whole self for 5 minutes. Now, I've tried this, and I'll tell you, it was like some of the longest 5 minutes of my life, because when you're just listening, truly listening, not looking to jump in, not leaping ahead in your mind with what you think is coming next, whatnot, it is a long time, okay? But try it, listen. Just listen to somebody for 5 minutes and then switch off and have them listen to you also for 5 minutes. But the difficult part is you got to stay on task. You got to stay focused, complete presence, and no commenting on what the other is saying or what you think they're going to say, and you've got to kind of keep your face from showing any expression. So it was a rather humbling exercise for myself, because I am so not that person, and I need to work on that, and maybe some of you guys do as well. Another exercise is speak up about something you've been silent about. In other words, speak your truth. Write that letter to the editor, question instead of just wondering. Speak out about what you normally maybe only think about or mumble under your breath. Speak out. Write it. Put it out there. Now, another exercise, and this is something that we do, those of us that work out at the gym and whatnot, like I did this morning, and my neck and shoulders are just starting to feel a little sore and tight. You know, do shoulder and neck rolls, and say things like, "It is my nature to create. It is good, right, and safe for me to express my true self, express my true self in my life." I thought that's really powerful. You know, tell yourself over and over, it is okay, it is a requirement that I speak my truth and express myself. And here again, whether that's writing, visually, creativity, that is how you speak your truth. So I know you hear when you listen in on angel coaches, talk shows, and we're always talking about putting your intention out there, because intention matters, whether it's you're looking to get more money, that wonderful mate that will walk the rest of life's journey with you. Whatever your intention is, intention to have a healthy, baby, whatever it is, you've got to work with your energy. And before you do any of what I just talked about in terms of the neck rolls and speaking your truth, you got to set your intention. So you want to be specific about goals, say getting help with speaking your truth or overcoming a creative block, and being able to express something clearly, make your purpose clear, perform the activity mindfully as you're doing it, and then from time to time silently affirm that your actions are creating your intention. So that's a bit of a mouthful, but that's, pretty much a way that you can help yourself clear that chakra and speak your truth. You know, okay, so we talked about the written word, faith, power. What we didn't talk about is on the flip side of that chakra is the need to criticize. The lack of authority, indecisiveness. Those things can reflect an imbalance as well. So it includes truth and self-knowledge. It's your attitudes and your physical sense of taste, smell, and hearing. So some of the things that you could experience if this chakra is blocked is poor self-expression, habitual lying. We've all known people like that, huh? Yep, their fifth chakra was blocked. Learning disabilities, doubt, fear, and uncertainties. So those are all related to the throat chakra. Now, if we want to talk about maybe some foods that fuel that chakra, would be mainly liquids, such as water, fruit juices, please, no additives, pure, organic if at all possible, herbal teas, then your citrus, such as lemon, limes, grapefruit, kiwi, and any tree-grown fruits. I mean, I found this interesting, apples, pears, peaches, apricots, plums. And then another article that I read also suggested simple spices like salt and lemongrass all help the throat chakra to express itself. So I found that pretty interesting. So some of the crystals, I guess, that have been known to assist with opening and keeping that throat chakra turning is aquamarine, blue calcite, blue quartz, blue sapphire, larimar, turquoise. So those are all crystals that you can use. I will use crystals from time to time. I will put them in the palm of my hand. You can do that while you're meditating for the throat chakra. You could, you know, if you're in the prone position, put it right there at the base of your throat. Just set that crystal right there. I like to warm mine up, put them in my hands, let them feel my energy, get my energy. Before I put them on my body. And that's, whatever it is that you're looking to open or come, you know, one-on-one with. The color I think I had already mentioned is blue. It's usually a sky blue. And then when you think about the crystals that were just mentioned, they're all pretty much of a lighter blue. Blue sapphire can be a little darker, but blue is definitely the color for that chakra. The element is sound. Some of the suggestions for essential oils that would help balance that chakra is basil, bergamot. Oh, one of my absolute favorites. I make natural carpet cleaning with bergamot and baking soda, and it smells like a little bit of heaven. Chamomile, but you want the English or the Roman kind. Cypress, peppermint, beer mint. On my website, soulfulforyou.com, my blend that I have is eucalyptus, frankincense, and sage. And I think that does a fabulous job as well. So the one thing about essential oils that I constantly go back to, it's really what resonates with you. But here again, put it right at the base of your throat. If you have sensitive skin, always, always with a carrier oil. I think I have some of the sweetest smelling feet in the world because a lot of times I'm racing off some way or the other, and I love to put them on the bottom of my feet, and knowing that it will go up into my body, into my system, and just work its magic. That's when we don't have time maybe to sit and do the meditating. You want to do your intention, you know, smell the oils, you know, do them in a diffuser, whatever it is that works for you. Okay, so, you know, I hope that you guys found that helpful. The other thing is I don't want to run out of time. No, I still have time. I wanted to get into the angels that will help you with clearing that chakra. And, of course, the throat chakra, as you would suspect, Archangel Gabriel is definitely one of the angels to call on. Because he or she, doesn't matter how you see Gabriel, whether male or female, sometimes a little bit of both, is known to inspire and motivate artists and communicators, helping them to overcome fear and procrastination. Every now and again, I need a good swift kick in the pants because I can procrastinate, especially if it's something I don't necessarily want to do. I try to overcome that by making that the first thing I do and get it out of the way, and then I end up feeling good about it. But for those of you who don't know, Gabriel's name means God is my strength, you know, he or she helps with many avenues in terms of children and babies, but for our purposes today, Gabriel helps whoever's life needs purpose with art and communication, actors, artists, authors, dancers, journalists, models, musicians, reporters, singers, I mean, teachers, on and on and on and on. Or anything involving delivering spiritual messages. I mean, I guess I would put in there clergy people and, you know, people of different faiths that speak to their flock. But Gabriel will help you open doors to express your talent in a big way. Gabriel also acts as a coach, inspiring and motivating artists and communicators and helping them overcome fear and procrastination. So that's a big one right there. Overcoming fear and procrastination. You know, that's pretty much, that's a lot for an angel to do. I also, for whatever reason, would include Archangel Michael. You know, Archangel Michael is so versatile. And, you know, he is the big protector and defender of all that's pure. You know, he is one of the angels spoken about in the Bible. And one of his main purposes is slaying ego and fear. And a lot of times that's what holds us back in terms of knowing our inner truth, being in touch with our higher selves, perhaps ego and fear. Is it our ego? Is it our self? Is it our inner self? Is it our higher self? He's the epitome of strength and valor. And, you know, he's just such a great spiritual protector. He protects and guards against fear and fear-based energies. I mean, that's negative emotion that none of us need in this world. Because when we are in fear, we are not in peace. And when we don't have fear, we are in peace. So he also helps with life purpose guidance, and I think that you need that because that's kind of what your inner self is all about and speaking your truth. What is your life purpose? So that's why I put him in there as well, you know, because he does, he kind of oversees everything. So I hope that you found this helpful. For those of you who are listening and who will download it later, happy Rosh Hashanah for those who are celebrating their new year today. Feel free to visit my website, Soulful, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, number4U.com, like my Facebook page, which I definitely need to get on there and update it. I've been procrastinating. I better call on Gabriel to kind of get me going there. I will be updating it with some recipes and some interesting tidbits. Also, reach out to me, angelcoaches.org. Listen in on my angel sisters. We have many shows throughout the week. I know Michael of Lucky Casinos, I think he was on at 1 o'clock. That's always entertaining, and, you know, he always has some fun and interesting facts. So, also, you can reach out to me at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. If there's anything that you would really like information on or would like for one of my shows to talk about, send me an email, and I will definitely follow up on that for you. So thank you, everybody. I will be running out of time shortly. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And use those oils. Eat clean and healthy as much as you possibly can. And keep your thoughts pure, high, and in the light. Take care, everybody. Until next week. Bye now.